So let's go straight to Gene here. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Dr. Wright. I have a question. Can you explain to me what edema is?
Well, let's see. Just for fun, let's spell it in the British way, O-E-D-E-M-E-A. And in over here in the States, they left off the O. Oh, I know what happened to that O. Congress got it and put it in one of their spending bills. But anyway, edema, spelled either way, just means accumulation of water in the tissues, sir.
I see. Well, situation here is, my neck hurt over a year ago, and it has hurt since then. And so finally I went and had a physician. They took an x-ray of it. I got an x-ray report on it. And they wanted to say, well, do this, do that, physical therapy. And I say, well, no, there's something wrong there. And I hate to have somebody start wrenching around on something. So I ended up getting an MRI. And I got a call the other day telling me that I have edema in my neck. I mean, I don't have edema anywhere else in my body, you know, like swelling or anything or water. What would cause fluid or edema in my neck? Would it be caused by having the accident or what?
And tell me what happened in the accident, sir.
I got rear-ended me from the
right
side, and I ended up at the time, I don't know, I was kind of shook up and had or whatever, but it wasn't until later that evening that all of a sudden my neck started hurting like heck. And since
Oh, you go ahead, sir. Since then what?
Well, since then I've been taking tons of ibuprofens and Aleves, and Tylenols, just to get to sleep. You know, some nights I've had to take your Benadryl, 2 and 3 of those, you know, to have a apple restful sleep. And so my question is, what would form fluid in my neck?
Well, there's got to be a blockage on the lymphatics, sir. Lymphatics are the channels that drain fluid. You probably are well aware that not only do we have a blood circulation, but that when the cells are getting rid of things, it goes into what's called the lymph, L-Y-M-P-H, and there are lymphatic channels everywhere too, and those all feed back through a regular drainage route. But if something is impeding that drainage, then of course the fluid backs up and it causes edema. Now, from what you tell me, sir, you really need to be seeing a specialized form of chiropractor. Now, here's where chiropractors really come in handy for something like this. Have you got a pencil handy, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you put in all the W's, and then you put in N-U-C-C-A. N-U-C-C-A, that was, .org. And that is the search engine for the National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. And you can click on Washington State and see who you can find. And look for the person nearest to you who also has been in practice for a while. And hopefully you can find, but it's not real usual, if you can find somebody who's qualified as a certified instructor or as an educator in this, as well as a longtime student, that's probably the best person to go see. And what they do, their type of adjustment, first they take x-rays to make sure that it's needed and what to do, and their adjustments are very gentle. There's no clicking, banging, or anything like that with these. In fact, I've had them done, and I couldn't tell if I was getting an adjustment, but the x-ray proved that I had, before and after. And if you get everything realigned in that neck, that should take the pressure off the lymph channels, and the pain should be gone once the pressure comes off, sir. But this kind of an injury where our head gets knocked around, whether or not we whacked into the steering wheel or just got it jolted to the side or something, is very frequently followed by complications. This is one of them, and I'd see one of these chiropractors for it.
Now, they were talking, they want me to come and take a blood test. I just recently had a blood test, and they checked my hemoglobin, lymphocytes, a whole range of these things. Is there anything that should say that a blood test would determine why I would have this?
No, sir. It sounds like why you have this is because of that rear-end injury. Blood tests won't tell you about that, and that's where this type of chiropractor comes in, sir.
I was planning on going to a orthopedic specialist to have him look at the MRI and see what he comes up with, saying that I should go to a chiropractor, huh?
In this case, yes, because you did not have it before the accident. Now, if it had come on slowly, no accident or anything else, then I might be thinking about some other cause. But coming on just like triggered by an accident, that's where I would recommend you go. Even if you're sitting in my office, I'd say go there.
I see. Can I ask you a quick question about hair loss for women? Would that estriol help that?
Depends on how old the lady is, sir. How old is she?
77.
Okay, at 77, what's frequently happening with hair loss for ladies is one of two things. One, her DHEA is low. DHEA is made by the adrenal glands. It peaks at age 30 in both genders, and by the time we're 77, we frequently don't have much left. And when DHEA goes down, since it's an androgen, and it's natural androgen for women, sometimes they lose hair. That's number one. And then the second possibility at age 77 is that thing I keep talking about. When we get into our 70s, we frequently have, even though we don't have symptoms, a lessening of our digestive capabilities. The stomach acid goes low. The pancreatic enzymes aren't working so well. We don't digest our proteins, and we must digest proteins into amino acids to have the raw material to grow hair. So two things, check the DHEA and check the digestion, sir.
Okay, I thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
Okay, you're welcome. And one of those two, or maybe both of them, and that usually stops the hair loss.